producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if you live in Montgomery County, you may want to listen up. An alert from the Montgomery County Public Health Department warning people that some may have received ineffective vaccines.
What do? They just acknowledge that vaccines don't work? Yes, that's the story. We got a vaccine update here as we crank up the Robert Scott Bell Show this very evening. Before we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger and very special guest tonight, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's awesome. So look forward to that. But Super Don, they're giving out vaccines and they're finally admitting they don't work. Is that the story? Did I get that right?
Yeah,
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
I think you're stretching a little bit there.
I got to. I mean, eventually they're going to admit it, right?
I will tell you what. I would think that there would be somebody out there who would look at this story and think that the end of the world has just begun.
You're right. I mean, my goodness, you can't acknowledge that vaccines don't work, so there must be something else going on.
No. See, I'm actually coming at it from a little bit different angle.
Okay.
Yeah. Because as we get into this story, you're going to find out that in this town in Texas, which I'm not familiar with this town.
Conroe.
But in this town in Texas, we may see the beginning of the end of the world, as this could literally be as serious as a terrorist attack that's taken place here, because it could be the end of civilization as we know it.
Okay, we're going to get more of Super Don's perspective on this story, but I've got some audio clips I want to play you, because it is a rather unusual story. I mean, they do regularly report on people when they inject cement into their buttocks, but they rarely ever acknowledge that the injections called vaccines don't work. So there's probably something weird going on here. We're going to try and get to the bottom of it as we crank up today's show. Op-ed's working the notes. It'll be up soon at robertscottbell.com. I got question of the day related to a neurological degradation disorder. We'll get to that too. But right now, what is going on in Conroe, Texas that has them in a tizzy?
Gina, the vaccinations were given earlier this year at the public health clinic that's attached to the Montgomery County Hospital District. In late October, a notice went out to those clients telling them that the vaccinations they were given may be ineffective because of improper storage, but so far the response rate to that notice has been underwhelming.
I think they're backtracking. They said it was might be ineffective. Why? Because they didn't store them properly. So this is a storage issue. What do they do, park it in the U-Park it locker? What are those temporary things? What do they do there in Conroe, Texas?
These things are supposed to be refrigerated, right, at a certain temperature, you know, kind of like eggs or hamburger or something.
Right, so did they put it in the employee fridge and it went on the fritz? I mean, there's got to be some kind of oversight here.
They only do that at the CDC.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember the anthrax that they threw in there. Well, let's find out what happened to the frigitator.
There are new vaccine refrigerators at the clinic now to replace the one that malfunctioned. The temperature in it fluctuated when undetected until a state audit. The vaccine manufacturer said it couldn't guarantee its product would still be effective.
Yeah, well, they can't guarantee it's effective now, but they don't give a flip to say it because you have no recourse anyway. Now, in this case, rather interesting, could the rendering of the active ingredients null and void by the lack of refrigeration actually made the vaccines safer and more effective? I'm going to posit that question. Maybe we'll get an answer to that in this sequence of events in this strange news story out of Montgomery County, Texas, and the hospital there that somehow affiliated with this clinic that forgot to check its refrigerator, which is kind of interesting. Why would you forget to check the fridge? Isn't that a pretty basic protocol? They call them SOP, standard operating procedure. I guess not.
You would think there would be a checklist or something, right?
I'm thinking. I mean, there are standard operating procedures that you have to follow. Of course, this is where you wonder, you know, when do they get inspected? Well, I think that's how they found out. They didn't even know this was happening until somebody inspected it and said, hey, your refrigerator is on the fritz. Not the proverbial crank call we used to make. Hey, do you know your refrigerator is running? Really? Well, you better run out and catch it. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. So there are a number of vaccines that were given that evidently they weren't really given.
The vaccines included those for hepatitis A and B, flu, whooping cough, tetanus, diphtheria, meningitis, polio. 520 patients at the clinic affected. The hospital district has sent out notices and called. But so far in the past 5 weeks, fewer than half have responded.
520 patients getting shots for hepatitis A and B. What do they say, polio? How many? I mean, that was almost everything.
Super
none.
Pretty much. The only thing I think that was missing on that list was, like, measles or something.
Measles,
hepatitis
right.
A, B, whooping cough, polio, tetanus, diphtheria, flu, pneumonia. That whole thing.
Can you check to see the records of Conroe, Montgomery, Texas right now? Tell me, there has to be a mass outbreak because 520 people didn't get vaccines they were supposed to get that they thought they were getting. They didn't get them. The vaccine manufacturer says, we can't guarantee that they even work. So there has to be like a massive whooping cough outbreak in Montgomery County.
This is what I was referring to. I you know, it seems like if you've got this many people that haven't been vaccinated for this many diseases, I mean, literally, this is going to be like Dawn of the Dead in Conroe, Texas, right?
It's the end of the world as we know it. Now, they're desperate, absolutely desperate to get these people in here. And it's rather interesting. They're willing to violate HIPAA and right to privacy over this. They're saying, can we get the names and release them?
The district says revaccination presents no health risk, and it is better to err on the side of caution and get those shots again. It is also checking with its attorney to see if health privacy laws will allow it to give out the name of the students to schools so that nurses can directly contact the families.
Geez, you know, I wish they would go to such efforts when people forgot to buy their sovereign silver this month. We've got to alert them. Right?
And here's my question. I mean, they just throw out this blanket statement, and I know that there are people on both sides of the debate, but they just come right out there and say, there's no health risks.
Yes.
Should you decide to get another vaccination?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that they can make a statement like that and no one will challenge them on it, right? If the skepducks are listening and, you know, we make a statement like vaccines don't work, they just go apoplectic. In this case, the actual authorities make a bald-faced lie, basically. There was no study that determined the safety of these vaccines, especially when given twice. Not just, you know, maybe the active ingredient, but the adjuvants, which are technically very active ingredients as well. What of the vaccine materials expired when it gets too warm? Because the mercury's not going bad. You could be sure about that. So you double down on mercury, and they're going to say, well, there's no safety issue. You can get as many as you want. Call Paul Offit. He said we can get 10,000. What are you worried about? And so this article that covers it in an interesting way posits maybe this is evidence for placebo vaccines, right? The idea that, well, we gave you a vaccine we knew couldn't work because it was not refrigerated properly. We gave it to you anyway, and guess what? How many outbreaks were there of whooping cough? Zero. None of the so-called vaccine-preventable diseases that were not vaccinated against, even though they thought they were vaccinated against them, actually appeared in any of those 520 people. Zero.
Maybe they were just lucky.
They were lucky, yes. All 520, lucky. They got a shot that they admit didn't work, and they got no
disease. They dodged a bullet there, so, you know.
Dodge this, Super Don. the thing about the claim that this is a placebo is kind of funny. I know where the writer is going with this, but technically it's not, because it is the way that vaccine manufacturers test their vaccines to say, well, this one's more effective. They don't test it against placebo. They test it against what they call a placebo, which is basically the same vaccine with all of the adjuvants, like the mercury or the aluminum or the squalene. It just doesn't have the antigens. And then they say, that's our test to show one is better than the other or one is safer than the other.
Now, can I play devil's advocate for a moment?
Go ahead.
Okay. I would be willing to bet that somebody would respond to you by saying, well, if you went and you drove down the freeway without wearing your seatbelt and you didn't die, that does not then mean that you should say that no one should have to wear seatbelts.
And the same thing could be said in return. The claim that vaccines work are based on, well, they didn't get the disease, except that they did, and we renamed it when it did happen. And the idea that you can claim even the scientific mantle of antibody production that you stimulated artificially with antigens, it does not guarantee that you don't get sick from the same disease. So the whole basis upon which vaccines lay their claim and foundation built on a series of lies. The bigger they are, the more believable they become. And so we look back at the 20th century and we say vaccines eradicated these diseases despite the fact that they were almost gone before the introduction of the vaccine. Go back and look and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, the death rate was already plunging as well because of what? Advancements in science, when we talk about hygiene, nutrition, sanitation. These were good things that occurred in the 20th century prior to the administration or advent administration of these vaccines. And now we have a little sidebar test in Montgomery County of Texas to find that 520 people get fake vaccines, and not only did they live, they didn't get the disease. But, of course, no mention of any adverse events that happened shortly thereafter that would be claimed to be not anything to do with the vaccine. I would be curious about that, because they all had the adjuvant still in it. All right, if you're from Conroe, Texas, call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We're going to Chipotle. Actually, we did when we got back from Tennessee. No norovirus, no E. coli, but what's going on in Boston? We're going to talk about it when we come back from this break. Then we got good questions of the day. And Ty Bollinger joins me with Pastor Chuck Baldwin to go outside the box right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Bernard with me this evening. I'll give him an hour off later because we got Ty Bollinger coming up and Pastor Chuck Baldwin. We got great discussion together. Maybe a little follow-up to the Truth About Cancer, the fantastic gala awards ceremony, which was so great. And, well, right now, let's go eat. Let's have some Chipotle, shall we? Super Don, it struck again. You know, this is the one thing about the, you know, all of the food poisoning stories you hear about.
Right.
Mass merchandisers, supermarkets, or, you know, fast food chain stores. How often do you ever see that after, you know, at the end of every report, by the way, so Chipotle's stock has dropped 20% this year, you know, every news report, it becomes a business report on Chipotle as if this is a targeted attack on them. Now they're reporting a norovirus in Boston, at a Chipotle in Boston.
Ah, but that's not how this story started.
Well, how did it start?
A couple of days ago, I was going through the news, doing some show prep for the show, and I came across this story about this Chipotle in Boston that had been singled out, and I believe it was on CNN, that they were saying that, 120 students sickened with E. coli from Chipotle, you know, and they start the article off as, you know, just as people thought that it was over, you know, Chipotle, E. coli, you know, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at this and I was going, okay, you know what? I'm not even going to bring this up. I'm kind of disgusted by the whole thing. I'm just going to just kind of see where this goes. Well, lo and behold, 2 days later, we find out that these Boston college students that ate at Chipotle don't have E. coli. Now,
yeah.
Technically, the tests haven't come back for E. coli, but they have found that they are showing the presence of norovirus. Now, the question is, are they going to try and say the students got the norovirus from Chipotle? I mean, maybe, I suppose. Or could it be that this group of students that happened to go eat at the Chipotle basketball team, men's basketball team, and other students may have gotten the norovirus from somewhere else and just happened to go to Chipotle?
Well, dude, you're actually acting like a Sherlock Holmesian epidemiologist of some kind.
You know what I'm acting like?
What?
A skeptic.
A skeptic. Oh my God.
A true skeptic.
Yes, because you have, but you have reason to be. I mean, the speculation on this issue is like they're targeting Chipotle for assassination here. Ever since they came out against GMOs and said we're going GMO free, it's like, hey, how do we curtail their growth? Because they're growing like crazy. Which means people actually like them. They really like them. And so here we have a story, as you said, 2 days ago, it's E. coli. Now it's like norovirus, and you've got a group of students, Boston College, basketball team, who else? And this is the kind of thing you typically hear on a cruise ship, the norovirus outbreak, right?
Right.
Close quarters. Everybody's pretty packed tightly. And you know, nobody escapes the environment, right? And that's where you see this happening. And, you know, Chipotle doesn't fit that bill as well as, for instance, a dormitory or a sports facility or a cafeteria in a university. So your suspicions, I believe, will be borne out, will be paid off at the end of the day when we review this again. So we'll keep following it.
But you've got to love the mainstream media's rush to judgment, right? You know, and jumping all over Chipotle because, it has to be a it's norovirus, but it's they all ate at Chipotle. Well, you know what? That's just because we had basketball teams. Were you ever part of a sports team?
Oh, heck yeah! No, you.
And when you went, when you had the basketball game, what did everybody do?
Sweat.
They all went
cough,
somewhere,
and
right?
Sneeze and spit.
Yeah, and they all went somewhere. And ate somewhere together,
of course,
right?
Ate together, usually prior to the event, typically. So yeah, you're right. That's why I'm saying it. The close quarters I talk about, like on a cruise ship. It's a unique opportunity for something to catch fire, so to speak. And that's what we don't know definitively what happened here, but I find it awfully suspicious, again, Chipotle being targeted again in this way. And am I just saying that, or do you notice, too, when you hear a lot of these stories about Chipotle and E. coli, they always mention the price of the stock?
Well, of course, because they made that a story. They decided to make it a story to try and talk about how Chipotle is, going bankrupt. They're tanking and stuff like that. When in reality, people are looking at it and going, ooh, I'm going to buy now because this stock is going to go right back up.
Right. All right. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live here on GCN 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Also heard through Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and our friends across the pond at UKHealthRadio.com. Appreciate all of y'all for being here. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and neurological regeneration. We got some neurological discussion to do after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know what I did today, Jupiter? It was really cool. I was just so happy, so pleased. And not patting myself on the back. It's the natural world patting it on the back because it delivered today. What, pray tell, did it deliver?
Pizza.
Any idea? Pizza. That's a good guess, but no. I grew this. I did not cook it. I grew it. What did I have for dinner tonight that I grew, and it was yummy? What could it be?
Hair?
Hey, what? Man, I was going to ruin my appetite, man. I'm telling a great story about something I grew, and you go to hair.
Hey, I'm gonna, picking the hairball on Robert Day today. I don't know why.
The cat had a hairball. Thank you, Super Don. Right, that's what we needed. Shake it up, my friend.
Okay, I don't know. I grew
collards. Collard greens. Oh my gosh. I get, four or five or six, I don't know how many, but they're really big. So I went out with my son because he'd grown collards before with his school, and we took out some of the lower leaves.
I've had a few collard greens since I've been here.
How do you? That's a southern staple. I'm telling you, my friend, it's great. And we put apple cider vinegar on them. I don't know what you eat them with,
they had onions and bacon and all kinds of stuff. And
pretty traditional.
And turnip greens too. Turnip greens for the first time.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't have turnip greens tonight, but we had the collards, and I harvested some more tomatoes for my wife, and she said it was really yummy. So we got good stuff. Oh, also sunflowers. So the sunflower seeds, starting to harvest like hundreds of sunflower seeds too. Not sure what we're going to do with those, but they always remember all those pictures I did. So anyway, you know, here we are in December, and everywhere they're saying it's really warm. It's global warming. No, it's just warm, okay? But in the south where we are, we can keep growing right into December. In fact, you can start planting now certain crops to come up in the early spring. So it's a different time. We don't hibernate as much down here. But I'm just thrilled about that. Now, I'm thrilled about hearing from my listeners, too, every once in a while when they write in at robertscottbell.com. We don't get a lot of phone calls here. That's okay. You write them down, we'll get to them, too. But if you want to call, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Op-ed has put the notes together at robertscottbell.com. Click on them. You can see some of the stories we've covered and also where we're going with Pastor Chuck Baldwin in hour two when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. So in the meantime, though, let's see. What does that mean? It means, it's time for a question. That's right.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, this one's coming from Mark D. Listen to this language he uses, Super Don. What is? You'll have to tell me, is this like a gangster Scott Bell Show listener? He says, "What up, my healing partners?" That's a great way to say, "What up? What up, my healing partners?"
Got Mark another one D apparently is from the hood.
Right. Is that how you say it? What up?
I mean, I don't say that myself personally, but I have heard that before. What up?
Okay. What up, my what healing up? Partners?
What's up?
Yeah, I can remember that. Got another one for you, he says. I'm listening to a friend in the next cube over. Was he in Office Space? Mark, do you work in like an Office Space like a movie? The next cube, I guess that's a cubicle, right? You're not in an ice cube.
A cubicle, yes, right? Yes. Oh. Does Mark D. have a red stapler? I do not know.
We'll ask. Do write us back, Mark. I'm listening to a friend in the next cube talking about how he has a friend that has Lou Gehrig's disease and how it is uncurable. I know I've heard you talk about this before. I think during the ice bucket challenge. I believe we are healing this, aren't we, natural community? What is the protocol so I can give him some direction and hope? Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon, Mark. Look, there's not one protocol. That's the thing about this. Now, I will acknowledge these neurological degradation diseases. They're real. We don't say, oh, they're not real. They're fake. No, but they're toxicological in origin, not, for instance, virological. Because they still try to find, what pathogen caused this? Is it a bacteria? Is it a fungus? A yeast? Is it a virus? What's doing this? And so you get this roundabout inquiry into studies that have no end, money that needs to flow forever. And they ignore industry, like pesticides, and their deleterious impact on the neurological system, like DDT, which is associated with a lot of polio that happened in the 20th century. And Lou Gehrig's disease as well in that era. There was a lot of things happening. And if we look at the neurological degradation, we must ask what possibly could cause it. Now, I'm not saying that there's never a pathogen involved in neurological degradation, but I'm saying it's advantageous when you have weakened the immune system to such a degree due to toxicological exposures, which always invariably lead to mineral deficiencies, particularly selenium and silicon. And, of course, in the 20th century, they started robbing the food of chromium as well. From the bread you used to eat that was whole grain and pure, now it was refined and white and all of the good stuff taken out and the fake stuff put in. And they took all the chromium away. And this also protects the nerves, protects the brain. It is also helpful for the liver, along with selenium. We look at Lou Gehrig's era and beyond Lou Gehrig's era, and we also see the increasing fear through the 20th century of fat. The fear of fat and the replacement of real fat with fake fat, margarine, motor oil. All of these things contributed. And, of course, the rising utilization of mercury in medicine silver fillings, dental amalgams, they're really 50% mercury, as well as mercury preservatives in vaccines and in other products, and other environmental exposures due to industry, for instance, mercury and other heavy metals. All of this plays a role in manifesting things like Lou Gehrig's disease or any other neurological degradation disease. So if you ask me, Mark, what is the protocol, and we talked to 100 different holistic healthcare professionals that have been successful in reversing it, and yes, they are out there, every one of those protocols are going to be slightly to significantly different, with one exception. I hope that this is the exception, that every one of those holistic doctors puts their patient on a diet free of GMOs, free of additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plastifiers, and heavy metals to the greatest degree possible. And then from there, what would I do? And I've talked about this before, and I'll say it again, Mark, since you're asking, my opinion, my perspective, we need to radically increase selenium into the body, whole food selenium. Why? Because that is the protective mineral for the production of detoxifying, let's say, substances like glutathione, selenium-dependent pathways, the liver, the detoxification of every cell dependent on adequate selenium. And, of course, for the neurological integrity itself, the integrity of the neuron, silica, the most critical of critical minerals for the nerves is silicon. Again, a whole food form we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. I mentioned GTF-chromium, that's sugar metabolism, of course, and other benefits. I have also mentioned over the years the use of essential fatty acids. Now I add into that the CBD from the industrial hemp plant, because cannabidiol seems to have a neuroregenerative, neuroprotective and regenerative impact on the body. So give my friends at Cannavest a call, cannavest.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Adequate amounts of hydration. Dehydration can impact the nervous system over time. Certainly you want to correct that. I know the molecular hydrogen also plays a role there. If you have an ecosystem, it's only going to enhance the recovery, the reversal, maybe even the prevention. And so we've got fats, we've got this. The silver is also so extraordinary. I talk to doctors all the time about this. Dr. Robert Becker showed the regenerative properties of silver. Silver is the great conductor. And it is an extraordinarily beneficial mineral. Yes, metal, not heavy metal toxic like mercury, lead, arsenic, aluminum, and the like. But silver seems to facilitate regeneration of neural tissue over time. It's not a quick fix. It's not a little. It's a lot over time. And some physicians even go off-label with really flooding the system. And, of course, you'll address the microbial burden. You'll address immune problems. So there's extraordinary number of things you could do, and many other people know much more than I do about neurological regeneration. So I'm not saying what I've said is all you need to do. Well, go back and listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've done hundreds of hours over the years and probably dozens on the topic of neurological degeneration diseases and regeneration and healing of the nervous system. So whether it's ALS or whether it's MS or Parkinson's. Speaking of Parkinson's, we have a story on Parkinson's. This story says if you're drinking milk, it's linked to Parkinson's disease. But thankfully...
Read further, though.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Thankfully, this is one of those that the headline kind of doesn't say at all. It only says a fraction of what you need to know. They're actually saying that the researchers are speculating that it's the chemicals found in cow's milk that are more likely to be responsible. What chemicals? No, not naturally occurring chemicals. The scary ones that the skeptics say, oh, you're just scared because it's scary sounding, right? What are these chemicals? Well, organochlorine pesticides. Organochlorine pesticides. They found this derivative of, well, let's see, I think I wrote this down here. Organochlorine pesticides, heptachlor, epoxide, a byproduct of one of these. And it's extraordinary. They find this in higher quantities in those who drank more of the milk, and they're saying, gee, we never heard that milk used to cause this. What's going on here? Except where they're spraying heavily around these cows, and imagine that. The cows excrete it through their milk, through their mammary glands. And you've got scientists saying this is actually a reasonable explanation, that these pesticides are the cause for neurological degradation diseases. Super Don, have I been vindicated again?
Yes, I think you have. And you know, this heptachlor epoxide,
Yeah.
It's something that's it's been banned. I mean, it's here we are, the arrogance of man, right?
Right.
And this is what we talk about all the time, is that they come out with something, they go, oh, look, we've developed and invented this brand new thing, and then they use it for a number of years, and then they go, whoops, sorry, didn't realize it was going to kill you. So yeah, they ban it. But the problem is that these pesticides, and this one in particular, remains in the soil and the water for many years. It doesn't just no longer exist because they stopped using it.
Yeah, and so what have I said for years? Toxicology. The toxicologists are the smart ones. They can save us, but they're not allowed to come out and play because the virologists need all of the credit to say, oh, it's a virus that caused this. No, hell no, it's not. Polio is not a virus. It's not one virus. They've never isolated one virus. And I get heat from people in our holistic community because they haven't read deep enough to see that truth either. By the way, exposure to chemicals is now lowering babies' responses to TB vaccines. PCBs and DDE, a product of breakdown of the insecticide DDT.
Right, so we're not worried about the chemicals, we're just worried that it might not make the vaccines work better.
Right, exactly. Screw the chemicals, we just got to get these vaccines to elicit an antibody response. Dunderheads, those vaccinators. All right, we did some questions of the day. We did some other. Oh, you know what? Piers Morgan. We haven't picked on him in a long time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Look out, everybody. Visual concentration can leave you temporarily deaf. Now, how do I know this is true? Wives know this is true. Watch their husbands when they're watching pro football. Honey, honey, honey! You know, you can't hear your wife if you're really concentrating. Mm-hmm. And now there's scientific evidence to support that these husbands really are deaf, at least temporarily. We're not very good at multitasking. Did you catch it? Researchers at University College London found that the brain senses and a vision and hearing share a limited processing capacity. What they say the brain is so great, and now they're saying, well, no, it really is not. It doesn't do that much, right? You can't concentrate visually on something and also hear your spouse yelling at you. Is that where selective hearing comes from? It's now.
You know, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Now we have an excuse, Super Don. We don't have to hear you.
Because science said so.
Science says I'm temporarily deaf, woman. Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. Oh, my goodness. They've confirmed an experience that people commonly report that they may fail to notice a sound when they are concentrating. It's because the brain signal related to hearing is significantly reduced during more demanding visual tasks. Have you ever been in a place or point where you've been berated for not hearing something you should have heard? Me all the time.
It happens to me all
the time. Yes.
All the time. And listen, I agree with this because I've experienced it. If you've had kids that have phones or tablets or whatever, mm-hmm. you've experienced, I know you've experienced this, Robert. You've had to.
Heck yeah.
That it, and the thing is I know I could be doing something and somebody's talking to me and it's not that I'm deaf. I mean, you can kind of
you're
I mean,
not
you
processing the sound waves. They're not
yeah,
being processed.
It's almost like you just kind of just ignore it. And I run into this a lot when I'm watching movies.
Mm.
It's
well,
like
that's what
I really
like football. Yeah.
Yeah, well, football, I guess it would be the same thing. You're really into it. You're following what's going on and somebody's over here. Wah, 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 wah. And the thing that gets me is that somebody will be talking to somebody else, okay? And then at some point, they'll turn around and try and say something to me. And somehow I'm supposed to differentiate between them talking to the other person and them talking to
right,
me.
Right, right. So and you were supposed to have been listening to the entire conversation, yeah, so you have an intelligent thing
I'm,
to say.
I'm off on kudo somewhere. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, this is a very real thing. We should start a club, you and me. We're both in it. You can be co-presidents of it. I'm temporarily deaf because I'm concentrating on something else. Now, I can do that in a concentration purposeful way. I can because, you know, on radio, if stuff's happening around you, you got to figure out a way to concentrate to make sure you know the time signatures and when you got to be out. But a lot of times it can be unconscious when you're just into watching something and you kind of turn off certain senses. So there you go. You know who turned off certain senses? And if I have time to tell you this, it's Piers Morgan. This is from a few years back, but it's pretty hilarious. He got into a Twitter spat with Carol Roth, who's a celebrity of some kind or a reporter. Piers Morgan says the Second Amendment was devised with muskets in mind, not high-powered handguns and assault rifles. Fact. That's Piers Morgan. Remember him from CNN? Carol Roth responds, at Piers Morgan, it was devised for people to be able to protect themselves with the same type of weaponry used by those from whom they might need protection. Okay, she's being very reasonable, not derogatory at all. Piers Morgan replies, at Carol J.S. Roth, where exactly does it say that in the Constitution? Must have missed it? That's Piers Morgan. Carol Roth, just the zinger of zingers, responds. At Piers Morgan, it's right next to the word muskets in the Constitution.
Now, that was clever because obviously what makes that funny is the word musket isn't in the Constitution.
Yes, nor, of course, any description of high-powered handguns or assault rifles that you're not... It was like it wasn't about the type of weapon. It was just about the right to keep and bear arms, also associated with the times. And you didn't have to differentiate. You didn't have to say, except for those that will be invented in the 21st century. That wasn't there. Piers Morgan, go back to Great Britain. And listen to our friends on UKHealthRadio.com. Of course, you might learn a thing or two, Piers, not guaranteeing that you'll be able to listen because you're temporarily deaf to common sense when it comes to the Second Amendment here in these United States. Speaking of that, we're going to talk Constitution with Chuck Baldwin. He was the Constitution Party's presidential candidate a few years back. And he'll be on Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.